you're with people, when you're speaking to each other, speak and be as soft as silk. SubhanAllah, Bajan, this man was, he was another level, right? Another level. So this is the foundation of a community's growth. This is the foundation of an individual's growth. You know, how, Bajan, please give us some a hadith about the brotherhood, about the Prophet Sallam. He talks about how we are one community and how we are supposed to support each other and be there for each other. Bismillah. Al-Muslim, Al-Muslim.
Honestly, I feel ashamed to speak in front of you with this iqbal and this depth. But of course, you know, unfortunately, we lost that relationship and friendship with each other. And we lose that brotherhood when we start looking at the faults of others. We just need to look at the beautiful qualities that people have. No one is perfect. No one. Not an Arab, not an Ajam, not a rich person, not a poor person. Everyone has faults. And the Prophet ﷺ taught the Sahaba to, you know, magnify the great qualities that were in the people. Like, this person is generous, this person is kind, this person is soft, this person has a good voice, this person is just everything you could just identify for. And that is the problem. I mean, what encourages me more to love someone is that the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah says, wajabat muhabbati limutahabina fiyya. Allah says, my love is obligated upon those people who love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you love someone for the sake of Allah, loves you. And the two people who are, out of the seven people who are going to be under God's throne, the shade under Allah's throne on the Day of Judgment, رَجُلَانِ تَحَابَانِ فِي اللَّهِ اجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ. Two people, they get together, they meet for Allah, and they leave each other for the sake of God. How many times do we come to the masjid? Oh, I want to go meet that guy because some work-related stuff. Some patients, some referrals, some connections, some contacts. I need some help at this. I need some help at that. You see like a landscaping guy in the masjid. Now it's springtime. Oh, I remember my life. You know, like just we meet people because we need something from them. But meeting them because we love them. Can you imagine? People would travel, Mufti Saab, from Basra to Medina and Medina to Baghdad just to stop by someone and say, you know what? I love you. I love you. I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you love someone for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're able to overcome their challenges, their mistakes. And that's what we're asked to stay. Imagine us all united. Imagine us all united. The strength that we have, the resources that we have, the talents that we have. Imagine Kenton, Troy, Flint, Warren, Dearborn, Lansing,
I'm sure you missed some city.
Hamtramck, Novi, Northville, any city that's in Michigan. Oh, if just Michigan gets united, that's powerful.